full of myself. I can't afford to be here. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Chrissy Stratton.
And joining us in the producer's chair today is the handsome Mike Siegel.
Hey.
How you doing, Mike?
Oh, good. I'm enjoying this new view.
I know. You're
from Kyle's chair.
Yeah, you're looking at the wall.
It's a little high, Kyle's chair.
It's a little high.
Understandably.
I like the school locker situation, though. Like, kind of like you're in...
Yep.
Back in the...
Yeah, I got Mike has Mike has cocaine in his.
Oh, okay.
That joke just, boy, he's got legs that I never thought would have.
Oh, yeah, Mike. Yeah, Mike.
Wait, what?
We talked about Mike doing cocaine.
Once in my life.
And then we talk about it all the time.
And oh,
they
so now
never let
cocaine.
It go. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And down in my locker, you'll find I got a picture of Cheryl Teagues in a see-through swimsuit from Sports Illustrated.
Okay.
That's in my, and Christy up here, what's in your locker?
Roller skates.
Roller skates.
Yes.
Because after school, you head over to Mel's Diner where you do curb service.
Okay.
Right? Don't you? Is that what you have the skates for? You're bringing out the burgers and fries to people?
No. I'm sorry. I don't know what just happened there.
I don't
there.
Know
like
what
I'm...
happened either.
Oh, that's so gross.
Dine-y
that was a lady cough, everyone. Woo! No, it's more like I'm, you know, grooving around to Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Just round the roller skating rink. That's more, you
were
know.
You one of those gals that had just your locker just plastered with photos of...
I did.
Ripped out of Tiger Beat
out
magazine.
Of Star Hits. Out of
Star Hits. I don't remember
yes,
that one.
It was very short-lived. The Cars were on the cover. That's why I still have my Star Hits.
Perfect.
And they would have like a centerfold of like Twisted Sister or Def Leppard and, you know, would go up in
nice.
There. Yeah.
What magazine, what rock magazines did you buy, Mike? I remember Cream and Circus were the two.
Yes. Because Cream was funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Rolling Stone and Cream were my two big ones.
Rolling Stone, always funny. There's a guy sitting here right now that writes for Rolling Stone.
Oh, David Wilde.
David Wilde is sitting in just as a fan and listening to the show right now.
His stories always make you sound, just make me feel pathetic.
I know. I mean, if he, the only one that can top his stories would be someone who walked on the moon. Because right, David? Because everything else he says has a big wig. And he's my big wig friend now. I say friend, like we're buddies, but I'm going to try to make that happen.
I think that is super cool. I couldn't do what he does only because I would just get too nervous. I mean, I lost my shit
when Elliot Easton was here.
I just had to gather myself.
You know, that's how David found the podcast. He was up one night and he told me that he was Googling Elliot Easton and our thing came up and he listened and he's like, what? This is pretty neat. And then he listened to everything.
Did it sound something like this?
I'd like to say I love you so much, and you're the greatest.
That's one of our new drop-ins, Christy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, play it again. This is Christy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd like to say I love you so much, and you're the greatest.
I wish the teenage Christy would have known to have her radio turned down in the background, because that would be so sweet.
Well, that's how I was
That's how you were recording it.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my little transistor that my grandma got me with S&H green stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom kept coming and going, go to bed. And I'm like, I'm on hold. This amazing thing
this
is about to happen.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I love you so much, and you're the greatest.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny that
Christy. You know, Christy hasn't heard. Sometimes Christy, Lenny Kravitz comes in.
Oh,
and he lets us. He has strong opinions about things. So let's just think of something. Okay, how about this, Lenny Kravitz? What do you think about if you had something to say to Rush Limbaugh? What would you say?
Fuck you.
All right, now there you go, Lenny. He's a man of few words, but he gets his point across.
Okay.
I hope no one at the table is a fan of Rush Limbaugh. I don't want to offend anyone off the
She
bat.
Is from Texas.
That's
true. Never know.
Oh, yeah. No. I know people who think that.
We all do.
You know, okay.
We all do.
I love the... I love the teenage twang in your voice back then.
Oh, my gosh.
How long did you consciously try to lose that?
Well, you went to Florida.
I did. We'll see. But
Florida's pretty redneck, though, the top part of it.
Totally.
Yeah.
I worked at the radio station at University of Florida. Mm-hmm. And they took it seriously enough to say, like, oh, you should really, you know, drop your accent.
Wow.
While you're, you know. Mm-hmm. And I did. I worked at it. And sometimes it'll come out just because it does. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. They took that seriously there at WRUF-AM.
Hey, look, if they're trying to teach you a craft, you better learn it.
Well, yeah.
You know, they don't want their ladies talking all hillbilly on the radio.
No.
I'd like to say, I love you so much, you're the greatest.
Oh, my goodness.
Before we start, I want to, my wife has a podcast, Pilar Alessandra has a podcast called On the Page. And one of her producers, Ryan Buds, he produces the podcast, but he doesn't know how to post it to iTunes and to the other websites. So I have to do the post-production. So last night, I'm doing some post-production on her episode. And she starts talking a little bit about her husband's music. And for me, I say she's busted. So, Mike, let me have that thing. Let's listen to a little bit. I think Ryan asks her about the new U2 album, and if that's me turning up the sound. And let's just hear how this plays out.
Did you listen to the new U2 album, or are you not a U2 fan?
I
hate it.
Look, I don't even want to. I don't like music anymore because of my husband. What? I'm like an anti-music
person.
That
was the first person I texted. Like, you like it? He's like, love it.
Of course he does.
I heard that as you get older, you lose the ability to appreciate new music or to like understand and like it. I don't know how that's possible.
I've lost my ability to appreciate old music.
Really?
That's the problem.
Huh.
Because my husband lives in the 80s within my house.
Oh, well, the 80s.
And so, yeah. So he just keeps playing shit that reminds me of high school over and over again. I didn't like high school. So, yeah, it's become a problem. So when I say I can't listen to music, I mean his shit. And
I like that she says it's become a problem. Like it's really...
Like you're seeking counseling.
Like it's really a serious thing around the house.
And like also, that's like a new thing.
Yeah,
you guys have been married quite a while.
I did not, like, 10 years into the marriage, I didn't start saying, you know what, honey? I'm going to start listening to music. Never have before, but now it's been a thing since she met me. Batman and music. It's been around. Basically, David Wilde's sitting here as a fan. He's just, and basically, David doesn't have headphones on, so he can't hear. But David, my wife was basically saying that she can't listen to music anymore because I've ruined music for her because I play music so much, and that's ridiculous, right?
I assume she had ruined your life. You ruined her life already. Very choosy. She said, bad music.
But anything I play, like I was playing Ricky Lee Jones. She's like, oh, I love Ricky Lee Jones. And then I play lots of stuff that she likes. And I don't, but she only tends to hear, you know what I mean? She only tends to hear Boston or Foreigner. She doesn't hear, or UFO. She doesn't hear.
I have the inability, like if it was something I liked as a teenager, I have no idea if it's considered good or bad.
Right.
Like I have no idea.
Yeah. I just, if I like it, I like it.
Right.
If I like it, it's good.
Me in the 80s.
Then it's good.
I brought a few 80s songs.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Are these supposed to be lit?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Just since...
Leaves are not your way. My wife only likes Rick Springfield.
And I love Rick Springfield, and you know that. Okay, I hope I didn't chase you out by bringing your name up.
No. Okay. I have to go... get overpaid to do something else.
Okay.
You gotta go do something fabulous
so
as we all dream of.
All right, well tell your big wig buddies we said hello.
I will. They'll be confused, but I will tell them.
Because David, right now you are my big wig buddy.
I have to say, Corolla did it. Are you recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, probably you get one. You don't want to hear about me. Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Show. And thank you for not saying, the reason you're my favorite is you never say, this is my jam. It scares me. When I said to my wife, when we were hiking, I said, this is my jam. And I've listened to
it. Oh, see you, David.
Bye-bye.
So exciting. I mean, I've seen his name in print 1,000
And you've just and
he's just a dude that just
yeah
super sweet.
Yeah, he was here to sign some Neil Diamond books which I'm going to give away, and he said, can I just sit and listen as a fan. He really is a fan of the show. It's funny to me.
What a life. What a life
that guy. He's going to have a meeting with Tom Hanks. I talked to him on the phone yesterday, and he tells me that his afternoon was spent interviewing Brian Wilson.
Stop it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like some private thing where he interviewed him, and then Brian played like three songs to people who paid like money to be there. It's crazy.
I can't. I just don't even know what to say to that.
I know. I just want to play tennis with David Wilde. That's all I want to do.
I think you can make that happen.
I'm going to try.
Christy, I think you know what to say.
I'd like to say I love you so much, and you're the greatest.
Wonder what I would love to call up Lenny Kravitz and ask him if he would play. Hey, Lenny, you want to play tennis with me and David Wilde?
Fuck you.
Okay, well, I guess that's a no. Lenny Kravitz is my age, and inside his new album cover, he has his shirt off again, and it is just ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
He's a sexy man.
Yeah. Like,
does he achieve that level of sexy?
Is he doing crunches all day? I mean, what is he doing?
Well, he's got something that's right there at the ready, like something in his home that he just grabs on and does
something all
crunches.
The time.
Yeah. Jeez. It's right there.
I want to be, I'm going to live that. I'm going to be the Lenny Kravitz.
Wait, give me a week as Lenny Kravitz.
Give me a week as Lenny Kravitz. That's all I want.
Oh, you know. He's living the life in Soho. He's hanging out.
I would just try on clothes.
Oh, boas.
Just wear all that stuff you can't wear.
Giant sunglasses.
Normal people can't wear.
Yes.
I would wear hats and giant sunglasses. And
oh, with the scarves. Just get out of town with the scarves.
Just leather pants. But
oh!
Leather pants that aren't like laced up the whole way, so there's like almost a hint of pube there.
And right? The platform boots, come platform on. Boot they crushed. Lace up, some of them do, but some of them don't.
Lots
some of them have a zipper in the back.
Crushed velvet underwear, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Crushed velvet underwear.
All right.
I bet he can work it. He can rock that.
Christy, is your husband a music guy?
No.
No. So when you play music, though, he doesn't talk behind your back about it.
His joke is like any popular song that comes on, he'll be like, that's a deep cut as a joke. Like he knows that that's, but yeah, that is one.
That's
like
a pretty good joke.
When we fell in love, I'm like, that's just too bad that like, this was not a part of his life. It's not like
right.
He has a commute, but he doesn't
right.
listen to music. He rolls calls or something,
mm-hmm.
talks to people.
Well, are you like Pat? Do you have a concert husband that you can go?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he'll definitely come
no.
with me to concert.
No, I mean,
No, I have a concert wife. I have my friend, Suzanne, who she goes to concerts with me.
No,
so Pilar doesn't have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Pilar though, her thing, it isn't so much that she doesn't like concerts. She doesn't like crowds. She's tiny. She doesn't like, she's always felt like claustrophobic and like those and like she doesn't have any control in a crowd like that.
Yeah. No, he's good because when I break mm-hmm. down into tears, which I sometimes do
at the show.
When Barry Gibb played I'm on Fire, I was literally holding myself. Like just the tears were, and it's good to have him there cuz he gets me and I don't know if any other person would.
What concert did you drag him to that he had the worst time at?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know that he's had a bad time at a concert.
That he's told you.
That he's told me.
Does he have a couple of drinks at the, a couple of pops? At the,
yeah.
See, that's, you can get
there's a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think he liked Barry Gibb. That was my last one that was kind of very moving and he enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think this phrase will start to happen around my house. If I start to talk music now, I think my wife will go, wait, you call Christy and April and tell them about this. I think when you listen to that recorded thing of her, I think that's where she's going with her attitude about me and music. I think that's what's happening.
Okay.
How dare her? Mm. I tell you what.
I think we married.
Fuck you.
There you go. There, Pilar. Lenny had some notes for you.
Yeah, take that.
I think when my husband and I married, he might have had 20 CDs.
That's hysterical.
20?
Yeah.
Jeez,
I have
some Beatles.
Does he have one big band that he's...
He likes the Beatles.
Okay.
That's always the go-to, though.
That's like liking ice cream.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's,
yeah. All right.
No.
That's our show. Let's get to the. You guys ready for the topic?
Mm.
Yeah.
Here's how we're going to do it today. Christy, here's how this happened. We always try to bat topics around, and I'll send emails around and say, what about this? What about that? And I sent an email to Christy, and I said, hey, how about songs with a love in the title? And Christy's response was, boring. That was her one word with, I think, O-O-O-O-O.
Okay. And I was like, sounds like me.
I was like, oh, okay. And then she said, how about songs with like in the title? That's better. Period.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, right. I think you're right. So that's what we're doing today. We're doing, this is Christy wanted to do songs with like in the title. So that's what we're going to do.
And it's interesting when you look at, like, I've chosen a lot of songs from the 80s where mm-hmm. like was kind of part of the, like, you're not going to hear a Zeppelin song with like in it. There was some other topic we had. I'm like, you're not going to hear a Zeppelin song with. Anyway, but I happen to have a lot of 80s, so I hope that's okay.
It's always okay.
I'm apologizing up front.
Don't have to apologize to anyone but my wife who hates the 80s.
All right.
Because she didn't have a nice time in high school. And I always tell her, I go,
who did?
I say, how do you know you didn't have enough nice time in high school? Because you were always ditching class.
Yeah. Oh.
And maybe if she liked music a little more, she would have enjoyed high school.
She would have had a great time in high school.
That's funny.
So I tell you what, we'll let Mike's going to start us.
Oh, I get to play in.
He's going to play us in and play us out, and then we'll go right to Christy.
I'll leave it to you two.
Okay,
I'm going to go way back. I'm going to go to 60s.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is the total British invasion stuff.
All right. This is
Jerry and the Pacemakers with a little ditty called I Like It.
And I like the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there. I like it. I like the words you say and all the things you do. And I like the way you scream my tie. And I like the way you're winking your eye. And I know I like you. You know I like you.
Never heard that song in my life.
I like how chaste things were.
I like you. I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, although Mama's gone. I like it that you let me come
over. Yeah, when your mama ain't there.
Yeah,
when your mama ain't there, what's going to happen?
Tickle your chin. I like the way you tickle my chin.
With what?
I don't know.
What is he talking about? I think this song is a little more Randy than we're giving it credit
for. Yeah, I think, maybe you're right.
But you play that nice, like, boppy music behind it, and you can say almost anything.
You can just picture Georgie Girl walking down the...
Oh, hey there, Georgie Girl.
Hey there, yeah.
Oh, that's a great song. Have you ever heard that song?
Jerry and the Pacemakers. It wasn't one of the biggest, but among their hits.
They sang, this diamond ring doesn't shine.
No, that wasn't them.
No. Wasn't it?
They sang Ferry Cross the Mersey.
Wow.
Who sings probably this their diamond biggest. Ring? That's Jerry... Wait, who's Jerry Lewis? Jerry Lewis
and the Playboys.
That's who sang this dummy ring, I think.
Not Jerry Lewis. It was Jerry Lewis's son.
What was his son's name?
Gary Lewis.
Gary Lewis and the Pacemakers.
No, and the Playboys.
I'm going to edit most of this out. No idea what's happening right now. I'm still nervous because David Wilde was here. Christy,
that's how I kick it off. I went way back.
That was a great one to kick it off
with. And it was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, everyone would have liked that except my wife.
Yeah.
This is fun music.
She's not joyless.
I know. I'm just giving it to her big time. She's getting to both barrels.
I don't like 60s music because I was in the womb and I didn't enjoy that.
I didn't enjoy it. And then in the 70s, I didn't like my grade school.
Brings back bad memories.
All right. Do you want me to start? Or after that, a start. Continue?
Yeah, please continue.
I will continue. It's very interesting, y'all, how my life has come full circle in many ways. Not just the whole Elliot Easton of it all, but in 1983, there was a movie called Valley Girl that came out.
Love it.
I was so into that whole thing, Moon Zappa, the song she talks about Encino. I live in Encino now. I go to the Sherman Oaks Galleria all the time to see movies. Anyway, this song is called Girls Like Me, and it's by Bonnie Hayes. And there's a sequence in the film that's just them dancing around, and it's so perfectly girly. And here it is.
You're driving me.
Mike's not a good producer.
Oh, I remember this. This
right?
When they're shopping montage?
And I think they're dancing too. They're in their pajamas.
They got a word for girls like me. They got a name, but they don't want to use it. It's all the same for girls like me. It's all or nothing for girls like me. I'm going to jump. I'm going to shout. I'm going to make you the mad boy. She can put the mad boy scouts. I'm going to do just what I want to. I'm going to try to
was really, being a girl in the 80s was that movie, and it still really holds up. I mean, yeah. The
I love that
fantastic.
Movie. That was a great movie. Was that E.G. Daly? Yes, Elizabeth.
Like and Deborah Foreman.
I remember Nick Deborah Foreman. She was
disappeared.
In the,
she was in
My
Chauffeur for about 2 years, and
she was
she
a model. Yeah.
That's what happens sometimes to these young actresses. I mean, there were a lot of actresses in those movies. Like, what's the one where the girl dresses up like a boy?
She's one of the boys.
She's one of the guys.
But there were all these like young actresses that like were top lined these movies in the 80s, and then they're not. I'm sure they're doing something.
Oh, Phoebe Cates is one of those.
Phoebe Cates.
She
was my favorite.
She's living on that Kevin Kline money.
She was awesome.
Awesome.
Well,
got
only,
me through puberty.
There's two things that are awesome about Phoebe Cates, and they're both
now
on display. In Fast Times at Ridgemont. All right, I went with my first song. This isn't even a band that I don't really like this band that much. Although one of the band members is now a member of the Empty Hearts. He's the lead singer of the Empty Hearts. Oh. But this is his first combo, which I like, but I don't, you know. But anyway, this was an obvious choice. Hit us with a little bit of the Romantics.
Wait, what? Whoa. Sorry.
You're not in my playlist?
I'm here. All right.
It's a fun song.
Yeah.
It's a great pop song.
Yeah, it's
like,
good.
Wow.
Yeah.
As many times it's been played, it's still, you can't deny it. It's a great pop song.
Yeah,
correct.
You're right. I mean, it's not on the level of a My Sharona, but you have the same feeling when you hear it.
I don't think it's on the, okay. I think it's around that.
My Sharona is like a monster, though. I mean,
there's the whole musical interlude that you're like, fast forward through.
Are you kidding me? It's kind of one of the greatest guitar solos of all time.
Yeah, all right, well.
But this is a better dance song. I mean, you throw it on the dance floor, people will do it. My Sharona, then they're not going to dance to that as much.
You can't dance to My Sharona, I guess, can you?
Badly.
Robot dance, maybe.
Well, you're up now because we skipped him.
Okay,
he's not doing anything to the end.
It's just you two.
This next one, there's a gal. I don't know if you've heard of her. Her name is ZZ Ward. Mm-mm. And she had a record come out in 2012. And it was one of those things that, like, I just happened to hear and, you know,
this
Shazam.
Is from 2012.
Yeah.
Well, then I've certainly not heard it.
And her name is ZZ Ward, y'all. But it's not like Iggy Azalea where it's like a fake name. Uh-huh. Like, her name is like Zuzana or something. And she's, of course, one of these very young girls.
Okay.
It's just killing it.
All
and
right.
This song is Move Like You, the letter U,
okay.
Stole It.
All right, let's Move Like You Stole
Push
It.
Push that yard down to the fifth and hit that gas pedal really heavy kick. I wanna feel that heat, hit tires, grip that street. I like your straight A star. Can't wait another mile. Oh, the wilting engine body might as well.
Come
That's
on,
fun.
That rocks, right?
That's pretty great, yeah.
This little gal is doing her thing. ZZ Ward.
How did you find this song?
It was on, there was a radio station that for a while the car I was driving was programmed to.
What is this, just a random car? How many cars do you have in your house?
I don't have time to program. So when the lease is out, like whatever was there is gone. And so there was this great radio station that would kind of play stuff that you wouldn't hear every day, but that was good.
Right.
And it was on, and I've actually heard it. A clip was on a show I wrote for a while ago, Awkward, used one of her clips. And then I just kind of search. I'm like, oh, and I downloaded a couple of her stuff because I love, you know, the kind of rocky, dancey, fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, right?
And that was 2012.
Yeah, good for me.
Thank you for bringing it into this millennium.
Let me see if I got some stuff. Well, okay, well, my next song is from 2002. It's a long time ago, though, isn't it? It's a long time ago, though.
I can't even, right?
12 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Like you hear 2002, and you think that that's like 2 years ago. But no, no, it's not. It's 12 years ago. So, I mean, here's the difference. In 2002, I was 38. That sounds way younger than 50. Like, 38 sounds, yeah, 38's awesome.
Yeah, you still have some life in you.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Now I'm just
one foot in the grave.
Beaten down by my wife hating my music. 38, that's great stuff.
Yeah.
All right. This is the Foo Fighters, Times Like These. Mike, thanks. That's a pretty fast fade, Mike. Pretty fast fade.
Well, you gave me the switch. You gave me the sign like twice in a frantic way.
I did the sign. I did the right thing,
yeah,
right?
You were turning
lefty loosey, righty tight.
I think this is more condescending. This is, come on.
Yeah,
just pointing.
Give me a point. I'm giving new respect to Kyle now.
I know. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just like I got two hands going here.
I know. He actually does a good job. Like, you think he's not doing a good job, but he's actually doing a great job.
Well, I still think he's not doing a great job. Love you, Kyle.
Christine.
I don't love you, but you know, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Speaking of appreciation.
Yes.
I really have no segue that I just thought I would, my mouth would just open and something would come out. Mm-hmm. But there's no segue to this.
Okay.
Bob Dylan.
Yes.
People love.
Yeah.
Because I'm not of that generation that kind of grew up mm-hmm. with that I can't appreciate him and his earlier stuff mm-hmm. the way I think I should. Mm-hmm. But, in 1983, he released an album called Infidels.
Yes, I know this album.
And a beautiful song called Sweetheart Like You. And it was the second song.
Doing it in a place like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the live version is this. Is it?
And there was a beautiful video accompanying it. Yeah. Oh, we're ready. Okay. Can be a wonderful and horrible mm-hmm. place. Now, my whole life, because I have this, I always assumed, because Mark Knopfler produced that album,
that
was him playing that solo.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Who is it?
Mick Taylor.
Oh! Big fan of Mick Taylor.
Still a good player on that.
I mean, because there's something that seemed very Knopfler-esque, and I love Mark Knopfler. I just always assumed.
Yeah, I would assume so, too. Does he play on the album other places, though, I'm sure?
Yes. Yes, of course. And I think he does the rhythm guitar and all that. But I just think that song and that video with the woman, she was sweeping up mm-hmm. and he's playing, and it was... I just think that song is amazing.
And that was in 1983.
Yes.
That was, now, Infidels is his, at that time, that was his 22nd album.
Wow.
In 83.
Wow.
And that guy hasn't really stopped recording. I mean, he's got to have.
Probably got 20 more albums.
He's probably does. He absolutely probably does. I have to find that out. See if Kyle was here, I'd have him look that up. But we're not going to do that.
You going to give me another job to do?
I'm not going to have you look up stuff. But I am going to play a song. This is a song by Steve Miller Band.
Nice.
And this came out.
I think I know what's coming.
No, I don't think you do. This was the album that came between Book of Dreams and Mike's favorite, Abracadabra.
Oh, awful.
This is from an album called Circle of Love. And the album only had five songs on it because one song called Macho City is 16 minutes long. But this was the single. This is the first song of the album, and this is called, and this has that, like Steve Miller, they always say Steve Miller's a great guitarist, and then he plays guitar like, well, you're going to hear this. This is Heart Like a Wheel.
I got a heart like a wheel, feel like I got to roll.
I like that song a lot.
Did he
like
write that song?
Yeah, he did. You hardly ever, you don't hear that song. Yeah, all songs.
Didn't Linda Ronstadt do it in the 70s?
She has a different Heart Like a Wheel song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my mind is playing tricks on me then.
Well, it's not like when we were 38, Christy.
No, it's not. Well, my next one is a little bit of a throwback. And here's what's interesting about it. I picked Do You Feel Like We Do, Peter Frampton.
Okay.
But it's the studio record from 1973.
What was that album called? Do we know?
Frampton's Camel,
Frampton's
y'all.
Yeah, Frampton's
it was
Camel.
Called Frampton's Camel.
And we're all used to the live version.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, apparently, he was just kind of traveling around, opening up for bands like ZZ Top or whatever, and just kind of accumulating this following of, in a very organic way.
Yeah.
And then they released a live album. And the live version of this was so long, it's what kicked it into, like, let's do two records of this. But anyway, I usually don't like the studio, like the Cheap Trick studio stuff that they did at Budokan. I'm like, I hate. But this I actually kind of like.
All right. I say I like studio stuff more than live stuff for some reason.
With that one?
With Budokan? I almost compared this with Budokan because, like, Frampton wasn't a household name until the live album. But
yeah,
he had a few albums before that, and the same thing with Cheap Trick.
And again, Kiss Alive, too. That really brought them. Okay, so go ahead. Let's hear it.
She took down Cheap Trick right in front of you.
I know.
Right in your face. Right in your face.
No, she just said she likes the live stuff better. That's fine. They're a good live band.
This I like equally, I think.
Okay. To download that tonight.
I like it.
I've never,
I know, right?
I like
all
that
the times
lot.
I've heard that song, I never heard the studio version.
No, me neither.
Well, and I went to, because I knew I didn't have it, I'm like, oh, that's one, and I went to look, and it was there, and I'm like, oh, so I don't have to play like a 14-minute song.
Right.
I can just, and then I ended up really liking it, and it sounds like it's just kind of a little bit more mellow, and I like the theatricality of like, who's wine? What? It was just a little bit more, anyway,
and
I don't know.
And that version's still 6 minutes and 44 seconds.
Yes.
That's one of those that the DJs would put on, the live version, when they wanted to go take a leak.
Oh, that's so funny that when I was at the radio station, I totally forgot the story until you said that there was this guy named Jim Sullivan. Uh-huh. His radio name was Jack Sullivan. And
it's a big switch.
I had a crush on him, and he was like doing the late nights, and I couldn't sleep, so I went to go visit him, and so he put that song on, and we went and smoked a marijuana cigarette in the University of Florida, Weimar Hall.
Why don't you make stoner jokes with her for the next year and a half like you do me?
She's a lady.
Okay. And a mother.
And a mom. She's a mom. And I'm sure she hasn't been high in quite a long time.
A long time.
You're still on the smack.
Yeah.
You're still hitting the window pane and the horse.
The window pane.
Yeah, that's what we call it, dude.
Okay, I never heard that in my life.
Hey, you want now at the time of this record?
Yes.
We Mike and I are going to go see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers this Saturday. Have you been? Did you get that email from us?
I did. It's my birthday weekend. I'm going to the beach.
What better way to spend your birthday than with a little Tom Petty and Steve Winwood.
I know. I would love that.
What
I'd
beach
love
are you going
Steve
to? What are you
Laguna.
Going?
Laguna.
What are you going? Is it the whole family or is it just a romantic getaway?
The whole family.
All right. Well, I hope Johnny doesn't.
I go early and relax, and then the rest of the
crew
rolls in.
No. That's totally cool. I think that's a great way to do it. You get a little mommy time. Is there going to be any
a little
spa?
Massage. There's going to be spa
I probably will have a massage. I'll probably have an assortment of cheeses.
Oh, yeah. Fine
cheeses.
Why wouldn't you?
I love the accompaniments where you put the honey with this one, and this one's like a coolie, a little raspberry coolie on the Humboldt Fog. I'm really all
Does
way
that,
into
wow.
that shit.
Does Gary give you a... Do you get a hall pass for those couple of hours? So like what happens in Laguna stays in Laguna?
Just sleeping, really.
Just sleeping, yeah. That's,
sleeping. Well, I like to also watch very obscure Willem Dafoe movies.
Oh, like what?
Willem Dafoe.
I know. I used to be super into
He's in Fault
really
in our Stars.
Obscure... Is he really?
He's in
but
Fault
I can't
Stars.
See that movie.
Oh, that's a good movie.
A Child Dying, I can't handle. It used to be Rucker Hauer, but I've caught up on all my obscure Rucker Hauer, even the Dutch stuff.
Oh, my God.
But now, like, there's something about, like, a bad movie where you see a good actor in it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Anyway.
Are you attracted to Willem Dafoe?
A little bit.
He looks weird, though, right?
I know.
He's an odd-looking guy.
Yes.
Very odd-looking.
A little weird, but there's something.
Like, he's got those... teeth that aren't like doesn't
that are
nice...
that are like hands in his mouth. They're just they come out at you.
Yeah, like he can
like
play
hands in his mouth.
Yeah, like he could play the Joker in a Batman movie with very little makeup.
Correct.
He could play a
yeah. It was
a
great casting. It was great casting.
Yeah, he could be able to play a monster very easily.
Yeah.
All
anyway,
right. Well,
where are
so
we? What's
well,
happening?
I don't know. You just played Peter Frampton.
Okay, great.
And I'm gonna play. This is the Pretenders covering a Morrissey song. From the soundtrack of Boys on the Side.
Oh, I love all of that.
Boys on
happening.
The Side.
Yeah, this is Every Day is Like Sunday.
Okay.
Get in
and
my
it goes something
playlist.
Like this.
Trudging slowly over wet sand. Back to the bench. Where your clothes were stolen. This is the coastal town that they forgot to close down. Armageddon, come, Armageddon, come, Armageddon, come. Every day is like Sunday. Every day is Sunday.
Yeah,
I do remember that song now.
Yeah.
When I heard the chorus, that one.
Yeah, Morrissey's version's good too. I mean, he wrote it. She says that's Chrissy Hynde says Morrissey is her favorite songwriter.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Not weird. Interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's dying apparently. Well, he's got cancer.
Yeah, but what kind of cancer does he have? They said they've been.
If it's pancreatic, it's over.
No, it's not that.
Okay. Well, then there's hope.
Something like I think with the stomach or something. I could be wrong.
That's not a good one either.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to like put words. But he is ill.
Oh, gosh.
He seems to have been ill a lot, you know.
Yeah.
April can give us the scoop on this.
No, April's probably in tears. I'm not even going to ask her.
Yeah.
Probably broken up.
Well, good luck to him.
Yes.
Good luck to the
moms. For sure. For sure.
We wish all the people good luck here.
Well, who do we not wish to live? There's no one that you
Nugent.
Wish.
I think Nugent.
Well, okay, Ted
You
Nugent.
Guys, I can't even when, like, Tied Up in Love comes up on my... Like, I can't even listen to it anymore. Like, I can't even listen to his stuff anymore.
Nugent.
Yeah.
Right, you can't.
I can't.
It's just...
I even have a hard time with Michael Jackson, I'll be really honest.
I can't listen to Michael Jackson very much either.
I can't.
It's not
just,
the first thing I think of is in music.
I know, and that's... You know, Well, I have something that will lighten the mood, everybody.
Now, there's a little construction going on in the office next door. So
is that what that is?
Yeah, we're hearing some hammering now.
Okay.
But that's okay.
From 2006.
Okay.
So we're in.
I like that you're staying in the twos.
Well, a couple of them.
Mm. Somebody has to.
Son of a bitch.
How much do I love the Scissor Sisters? A lot. This song is called I Don't Feel Like Dancing.
This is a fun song.
But it's really a fun, yes.
Soft, you didn't sway, but I don't feel like
that's just pure fun.
That's fun.
That is fun.
Did Elton John produce that?
He co-wrote it with...
It so sounds like Elton John 70s stuff.
Jason Sellards and Scott Hoffman. I want to give a shout out to, because it wasn't just Elton. It was these other two dudes. Mm-hmm. And how much do I love the song? But I kind of think he does feel like dancing with a song like that, you know? And it's a little Leo Sayer, which makes me very happy. It makes my heart sing to think of Leo Sayer with that, you know, fro.
That's true.
and
suspenders.
Overalls.
Suspenders.
Oh, suspenders. That's it. anyway.
Well, Mike, go in my playlist.
Okay.
And go, not the next one, but go play the one after that. Since we're talking about this person, let's hear something from Endless Flight.
You've got a cute way of talking.
Take that, Frankie Valli.
You've got the better of me. Just snap your fingers and I'm walking like a dog hanging on your lead. I'm in a spin.
You have to go to YouTube and type in Big Brother and Leo Sayer, because he was on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK, and he just storms out of the house. He just leaves the house.
Okay.
Trying to get him to come back in, and he is a pissed off little guy.
That song, but, it's so...
I love that album. I love Endless Flight. It's a great album.
Perfectly like constructed, and it sounds great, and it's... kind of a timeless idea, and it kind of has a groove. I just love that.
That was actually
my
play out song, and now that's why I picked. I chose more than one.
Well, that's good, because sometimes we cross.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes when we cross,
Christy,
we did that
when we cross
with Paul Stanley.
That's true. Wouldn't you like to know it? Or wait,
no, yes, which we could have played today as well because of life, but we chose it for something.
And then what was I going to say? You, Christy, you were really during that song. You were really working those roller skates.
Oh man, yeah.
I'd like to have your skate key if that's okay.
You guys, I had like as of like a year ago, I had 3 pairs of roller skates. I'm like, I have to pare this down. One of them doesn't even fit. They just look cool.
But you can skate.
Could you do? I couldn't go backwards. That was my. Could you do that?
Oh yeah.
No, totally.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't like do super duper tricks. Mm-hmm. But I could, you know.
But these aren't roller blades. These are skates.
Heavens, no, no. I don't have a death wish.
What else were we talking about? I wanted to say something else. But
Leo Sayer.
Leo Sayer. Suspenders. No, hair.
No. Oh, I know what I was going to say. The first two or three Roger Daltrey solo albums, most of the songs on those are written by Leo Sayer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's some trivia for you.
Wow, I love that.
I know, it's pretty cool. They share the same hair back then, I guess.
Yeah, I can't think of, but their music was very different.
I know.
I can't think of two people that...
I know.
Who matched them together?
I don't know.
Huh.
Well, his solo albums, the early solo albums, don't sound like The Who. They're a little bit more poppy. That's why we've never heard them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard them.
Okay.
You're up, Christy. Your turn.
Okay.
Let's do this.
I picked the song because when I was looking into my mixtapes, my Elliot Easton stuff for our Elliot show, I had a tape of stuff, and then I taped the Cars live over it. And then when it ended, this song came up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you never hear it anymore. But it was a big hit, I think, in the 80s, and this the Clocks, 1982. This is She Looks a Lot Like You.
Love that.
Her sticks like. Somebody's photogenic lover. But when I looked into her eyes, I was taken by surprise. I thought I recognized her. She looks a lot like you. She looks a lot like you.
You guys remember that?
I do. Who's this band? Name the band again.
Clocks. There's no Wikipedia. I mean, there is for the Clocks, but it's some other band. And they must have had a video for, like, I liked this song before I got into videos, so it was right before then. And
Is clock spelled just how we?
Yes.
It's not like, I don't remember that one.
Right? Okay. Because it was
1982.
Yes.
I'm looking it up on iTunes because I want to know if it's on
iTunes.
Okay, but
there's, yes. But here's the thing.
Re-recorded?
This is the original one. The mm-hmm. The one that's re-recorded goes, she looks a lot like you. Instead of lot like you is that. That's the original one. La like you. That's the one that they re-recorded.
What album is that? Was that on? Is it on? Because there's
not Black Box. Black Box is the redone one.
Okay, and then there's something. Heard it on the radio, volume 2.
That might. I mean, it'll be one of those. I think. Yeah. But just listen to the la like, and then you'll know.
You know what that reminded me of was the same song around the same time was the that Switch into Glide song. Remember that one? Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is by the King.
Who
was
it? The Kings.
The Kings. It's on my.
I cannot find it.
You can't.
I guess it's got to be on iTunes, right? I don't have it. I thought I had it.
You don't have iTunes?
I think I had it on a CD, and maybe that's how I have it. Oh, okay. But it's easy to. I mean, I have it.
Because it was like two songs put together, right? Switch and Glide.
Oh,
and,
yes. I only have the second part. I don't have the first part.
Really? No, yeah, because it was like a mesh.
Yeah.
Two songs.
Is there the original first mashup?
Yeah.
And I would just want to give some info on Roger Daltrey. His first album called Just Daltrey. Just the first album. All songs written by David Courtney and Leo Sayre.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Was there anything from that we would recognize?
Oh, man. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe the song called One Man Band. You don't know it.
No.
You don't know anything.
I know the Three Dog Night.
No,
this song.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
Let's move on. This is a song from 2003.
Ooh.
You know, only 11 years ago. This is the Joe Jackson Band from an album called Volume 4, because it's the fourth album with the Joe Jackson Band. Even though he's
and this is not Michael Jackson's father. This is
no.
Okay.
It's not.
Just making sure
it's not that gentleman.
Okay.
just him with a switch. Just complaining his kids.
Hey, it worked.
It did. He's like, I kept him out of jail.
Did it work? Yeah, they didn't go to jail. Yeah, they have nice houses in Encino.
Yeah.
All right. This is called "Take It Like a Man."
Strong, sexy, smart.
Mm-hmm.
I love to do air piano.
That MTV book is really great. I'm reading the big one, I Want My MTV. But Joe Jackson specifically talked about, like, he hated doing videos, but the next album after his big one, he didn't do them. And he's like, my career never recovered.
Wow.
I guess that's kind of true.
Well, he's not a
photogenic person.
Thank you. Maybe that's why he didn't want to do them. I don't know,
but he was kind of, it's really fascinating. That whole book is, I highly recommend it. And I love the VJ book as well.
Yeah.
But this is about the business, like how it came to be and how they, what the artists thought of them and all that. But
this book?
I don't remember. I'm so sorry.
You know what?
David Wilde.
David Wilde.
It's
probably
a series
write
of kind
forward.
Of interviews. So someone, like, each chapter, it has a thing, and then every, like, people who were there commented.
Oh, okay,
on,
cool. I like that. That's a fun type of book.
Oh my gosh, it's so good, y'all! It's so good.
Pictures? We got pictures in this book?
A little bit, but it's just of like the suits.
Oh, okay.
You know, but
very photogenic.
Doug Herzog.
Yes.
In a suit.
Yeah,
Tom Preston. 800 photos of Tom Preston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike was over at VH1 for a little bit.
Oh,
he was
on
air. Oh yeah. Well,
oh,
I was at VH1.
Right.
Well, one of the head guys was running it. Was it John? I want to say Sale. No, there was another guy. He was at VH1. Yeah, he was running VH1 when I was there, but he was one of the main original MTV guys.
Yeah. There's so many names.
He was also John Cougar Mellencamp's manager at one point.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's how we started out in the business.
Oh.
Yeah, it was weird.
How
nice guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Still around there. And by the way, that song was Take It Like a Man.
Yeah.
Same thing the other Joe Jackson used to tell his kids when he was, you know, disciplining them.
I thought that song was about the other Joe Jackson.
I didn't know until I was an adult that there was a girl named Rebby in that family.
Rebby, sure.
Yeah. I did not know anything of Rebby.
I probably have a Rebby Jackson song.
Oh, well, that's right. We've talked about her. She sings, probably said that same thing.
No, no, it's okay. You probably didn't. No, don't be so hard on yourself.
I hate myself.
See if I have a Rebby Jackson song in here.
Is that how you say Rebby?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have a Rebby Jackson song in here from... if it had like in the title, I'd play it. No, it's a duet with Robin Zander from Cheap Trick. That's why
you,
I have it.
You know what?
Fuck you.
You did play it.
Yes, I did play it.
Yeah, you did. You did.
So terrible.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
Okay, so speaking of MTV. This
did you know that one of the brothers is named Tito?
I knew about Tito.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm excited today because, Christine, none of your songs so far have been password protected.
I know. It's a miracle.
Are you the queen of bringing
She's the queen of password protected
songs. I fall into that sometimes, too.
I don't know how. I don't know what.
You have, like, 9 computers authorized to play.
It's true. And then, like, when I get rid of one, I don't...
Deauthorize it.
Right.
So someone's playing some cool music.
I guess.
What do you do with your computer? You, when you get rid of it?
Oh.
I just throw mine in a landfill or in the ocean. I just throw mine in the ocean.
What do I do? I pass it along.
You hand it off to someone?
Yeah.
All right. You're up. Go ahead.
The Boomtown Rats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, I've got to play this song. I Don't Like Mondays from 1979. Bob Geldof, I read that he had heard a story of this shooting that happened at Georgia State University campus.
Okay.
A woman, a girl, 16-year-old girl.
It's always
a
girl.
Like within a couple months, he was performing it and writing it. And it was number one in the UK, but I think like number 73 here, like people just didn't. But the video I can just so very much remember.
It's
anyway.
The most popular Boomtown Rats song.
Biggest hit? Yeah. Oh, for sure. And yeah. It's called I Don't Like Mondays.
All right.
No reason, what reason do you need to be shown?
Piano. Yeah, that's
song.
A great. That's just a great song.
Those are one of those bands that was. They were way bigger in the UK than here.
Yes,
because when like Band Aid came and you know when he did that charity thing and he was running the whole charity thing, we were all like, "Who's that guy?
Who's that?
Who's the guy in charge? Telling Bono what to do?"
Right? Yeah.
That whole thing was really something. I still cannot believe
it's amazing.
that was a thing. I mean, we talked a little about with Martha about
it. How awesome Live Aid was.
Yes.
We'll never have something like that again.
Never.
I'm telling you, we'll never get back like a Live Aid. You can go to your Farm Aid and do all your other aids.
But I have to appreciate that, like, he saw this special and was so moved. And, you know, he wasn't, like, the biggest star in the world to galvanize people, mm-hmm. but he somehow managed to... do this amazing thing. I have
sometimes you just have to ask, it seems. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just...
Yeah, but a lot of people ask. You know, like, I don't know. But anyway.
He was very persuasive, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think that song is so much better than We Are the World.
I love that.
Is a much better song.
I love that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Sting sings the line, Bitter Sting of Tears. He sings his own name. And
got the guy from Spandau Ballet in there.
Yeah. Yes.
And for some reason, Cool in the Gang?
Yeah. Yes!
I don't know what they were. Were they just passing through London at that time? I don't know.
Must
I don't get
have
it.
Been.
And then
Bananarama.
Then there's the heavy metal, the Hearing Aid. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. We're Stars.
Yeah, We're Stars.
Yeah, We're Stars.
And there was a Canadian one, too. Tears
in My Beer.
Tears
something.
Like
something hockey related?
No, it wasn't that. Okay. But it was it might have been Tears in Heaven, but.
Oh, I had Sun City.
Oh,
Little Steven.
No, I will not play there.
You won't play there.
It's a great song, though. Like, it rocks that song.
Yeah.
I won't play there.
Anyway.
I won't even play Culver City. That's how pissed off I am. It's my turn. Okay.
Yes.
1966.
Whoa, 1966.
66. from my guys, the Kinks. I call them my guys.
You guys.
This is I'm Not Like Everybody Else.
Darling, you know that I love you true. Confess all my sins like you want me to. There's one sin that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
Enjoying the songs that you guys are playing more than my songs today. You know, like you put a song list together and you go, this is a home run. And then when I get here, sometimes I go, no, I don't like these as much as what I'm hearing from the other people.
That's your band, the Kinks.
It is my, and I like the song, but I'm just like, I'm having more fun hearing what you guys brought.
I almost brought Wish I Could Fly Like Superman, but I didn't.
Oh, that's a great song.
It is good.
The low budget album.
Oh.
Yeah.
My husband thinks he's Superman, so it's my ringtone for my husband.
That's nice.
Okay, y'all.
Well, I want to get. Does he dress like Superman around the house?
No, but he does have a full costume.
Of course he does.
He doesn't wear it, but he has it. He has his, you know.
Now, do you go to parties like Halloween? Do you dress like Supergirl?
No, I don't. Now he kind of, whatever my son is doing, like if my son's going to be a dinosaur, like he'll go find an adult dinosaur costume.
That's nice.
It is very cute. It's very cute.
Let me ask you, I have a question for you. What does Gary Mann sleep in? What's he sleeping at night?
Underpants?
Just Superman underpants?
Superman
underpants?
No. He has some, though.
Is he boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
I'm on board with that.
Right?
That's always the cop out when you don't want to make a decision.
All right.
Boxer
well,
briefs.
Does he wear the cape to bed? Does he
no.
wear the cape? Okay.
No. I think it's part of the adult size
T-shirt.
Sometimes.
Sometimes nude up top.
Mm. Correct.
Right.
I'll tell you what, he's going to be nude this weekend in Laguna.
No, because they got the sun with them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Johnny's going to ruin the action. Unless you get adjoining rooms, you put the kid over there.
Yeah, still it's creepy with, you know,
it's
he could walk, he could toddle in yeah. any.
Yeah, he's in the pack and play, he wakes up. What's going on?
Yeah.
Why are you hurting mommy?
Okay, well, actually, it's funny that we were talking about Johnny. Y'all, I don't know if you know this, but sometime between when we were kids and now, mm-hmm. the chipmunks got creepy.
Oh, I had Chipmunk Punk. I had that album.
Yes, which was lighthearted and fun.
Mm-hmm. Say Chipmunk Punk three times fast.
Chipmunk Punk. Chipmunk, that was not easy.
That was, no, I remember that one. This is their version of You Spin Me Round Like a Record.
Oh, boy. Let's hear this. Why is this even a thing?
It gets creeper. Just for a second. Sights on you. Like, that is so gross.
Alvin's grabbing himself like Michael Jackson.
Way. Like, it is so incredibly creepy. I
didn't even know that they say that in the real song. I'm going to have my way with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. My way now, babe. Yeah. But he doesn't go, like, I'm sorry. That's creepier than Pete Burns could ever be.
Wow.
And that was creepy.
Have you seen Pete Burns lately?
Do you know?
Oh, is he a disaster?
On the show, we actually looked him up.
Oh, yeah. It was disgusting.
Because
right?
He was like beautiful and, you know.
Yeah.
He went overboard. He went way overboard.
Yeah.
He went
too much work.
Donatello Versace on us.
Mm-hmm. And all Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
God, sometimes it's just too much.
I mean, innocence of the chipmunks is gone. I mean, I'm assuming David Seville is dead.
Oh, he's got to be.
What is his
estate doing with this? They're cashing in. Has Johnny seen those chipmunk movies?
No.
Oh, they're dreadful. They're so terrible.
Are they?
Yes. But kids like them, but they're just, as an adult, like, I like to go see a movie that everyone can enjoy.
Yes.
When you have to sit there, like, in a movie like The Nut Job, and you're just like, oh, Jesus Christ, get me out of here.
Now, you're referring to the original or the squeakquel?
Or what's the one, Chipwrecked? Terrible. Shipwrecked. Knock it off.
And that Christmas song like makes me weep. It's so perfect and sweet and timeless and like, wow, that's what the Chipmunks were, this like.
And then is that Joe Jackson who yells, Alvin? He comes in and beats the Chipmunks to within an inch of their lives.
It's David Seville. Like, he should not have had Chipmunks if he is going to be so impatient with them, right?
He's
you guys
like,
tweeted. I made a David Seville, like, something about the Chipmunks. It was around Christmas time, and I made some tweet about it. Zero. Nobody. Just
I must
like,
not
David
have
Seville
seen.
Is the, was he creator of the Chipmunks?
Well, yeah, he was the guy.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
Dave.
Yeah, yes.
That's my Chipmunk impression.
Alvin.
Awful.
He just had it.
But that song is great. Take that back. That song is not awful.
No,
the Christmas song. Okay.
The Christmas song is good.
But this is awful, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible.
All right.
listen, this song needs no introduction. It's from 82, and it's some heavy metal. Let's do it.
Oh, buddy. I remember this one.
That's when heavy metal was accepted because it was on MTV. That's when all your metal bands sold out to be on MTV.
You think that's a sellout?
No, I mean, I don't think it's a sellout, but it's much more listenable than I think some deeper cuts on some earlier Scorpions albums.
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You remember the video for this? It was mostly them live, right?
Right.
Playing on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a...
I kind of do. I just remember...
I mean, wasn't there a guy with the forks in his eyes?
The forks in his eyes, right.
Yeah, that's on the cover of the album.
Oh,
it's a great album cover.
I have a friend who was convinced that he has hearing loss in one ear because he went to a Scorpions concert and sat right by...
Yeah.
Right by the speaker, and it just blasted his one ear for the whole, and he was never the same. His ear was never the same.
Wow.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that I have hearing loss from...
I think 2 hours straight of that.
Yeah.
I mean, we were idiots. We were so dumb.
Yeah. There was no, you know, there was no sunscreen or ear protection.
No.
What's
next? Ooh, I love the song. It's from 2003, mm-hmm. y'all, Maya. And when I was looking it up, the song is called My Love Is Like Whoa.
Now, this is 11 years ago.
Yes,
wow.
Just like a couple days.
Right. My Love Is Like Whoa?
Whoa. And I was looking up W-H-O-A.
It's like...
W-O. Whoa.
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 Tell me, am I your type? My main goal is to please you. What's on the schedule tonight? Am I the reason you'll be treated? I hope you have an appetite. So tell me, will you come and spend the night? My love is like whoa. My kiss is like whoa. My touch is like whoa. Whoa. My sex is like whoa. My ass is like whoa. My body's like whoa. And you're kissing me. So what you think of me?
That was written and produced by Missy Elliott. Surprise,
sure.
Surprise.
Missy Elliott probably
is like, whoa. I mean, how great is that? That just
Missy Elliott probably walked in the studio and saw her and said, your ass is like
whoa.
And then the song was born.
Yeah.
I can see you and Gary dance around the house with that. Totally.
I love that song.
Your
my sex is like whoa. My touch is like whoa. Everything is a whoa.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
like,
that could be a negative thing too. Like whoa, whoa,
whoa. I'm like whoa, whoa.
None of that right now. My next song is from an artist that Chrissy likes. This is from '93. This is Cyndi Lauper from her Hatful of Stars album, which I think is it's my favorite. Cyndi. Well, it's my favorite Christy Stratton album. No, it's my favorite. I can't even talk
of
right
all
now.
Of my.
It's my favorite
Cyndi
Lauper album, and this song is called "Like I Used to."
What's good for you? You don't think it's so good for me? What can
myself just like I used to. Go round and round just like a loose screw.
Gonna take your crap like I used to.
How I never would have thought that was her.
I know.
Yeah. How is that better than any single song on She's So Unusual?
No. I didn't say. I started to say that, but then I changed it to this is my favorite Cyndi Lauper album.
Okay.
As a whole,
okay.
I like A Hatful of Stars.
Was this her last studio release for a while?
No, not really. Now she has a lot of stuff. She just doesn't get airplay. We just don't hear it.
I know.
So
that was the first. Rock star I ever talked to. I told you that story.
Her
Wait,
fourth
tell
album.
Story,
yeah, tell us about
here.
It.
I was just, that was my first assignment on the road for VH1.
How long did you work? How long were you in the employee?
3 months.
3 months.
3 months.
That's pretty great.
13 weeks.
Was that like, let's try him out and see how he does?
Yeah, they hired me and another comedian. And
who was that? Who was the other comedian?
Billy D. Washington.
Don't know that guy.
Yeah, he was a comic out of Houston.
Okay.
Nice guy. And, but then they realized after about 3 months that, hey, we can just hire supermodels and put them in bikinis to do the countdown in front of the pool.
All
and
right. Perfect.
Then, that's when then all of a sudden Rishumba appeared.
So you get the assignment, and
they had a thing called Rock Across America, which was in 1997, that summer.
Let's paint a picture. They fly you out somewhere? Where are they flying?
Yeah.
Where do they fly
well,
you to?
Well, I looked at the list, and at this point, I hadn't been to a lot of these cities, and there was a lot of cool places, all these music festivals. There's one like New Orleans and Texas and Seattle and all these places. And
so where do you
where
go?
Am I going to go? They go, Mike, we got your first assignment. You're going to Milwaukee. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Kid from Chicago. Always dreamt.
The one
to
festival that I played the Summerfest.
I know. We both did.
Yeah, like 5 times.
I know.
And
like,
you're kidding me. So we go there and they have the one big stage. Mm-hmm. And so the first day we interviewed John Cougar Mellencamp, who was playing the big stage.
That he was pleasant.
Oh,
I heard he was an
swore through the
okay.
Yeah, he dropped like 5 F-bombs through the thing. It's like, you know, we can't use that, right? Yeah. I mean, he didn't care. And so the next day we're supposed to, and Tina Turner was playing.
Oh, she's my
the
private dancer.
And this was so 97, you know, so Tina Turner was still could fill the big arena.
Oh, yeah.
And Cyndi Lauper was opening.
Yeah, that's a good bill, though.
Wow, that is a good bill.
And, yeah, and Cyndi, you know, she's not, this was like 10 years past her peak or
right,
more.
Right.
So, she hasn't gotten retro big again. So
right.
Now she's like in that lull.
Mm.
She's like 8 months pregnant.
Okay.
And on tour?
And Tina Turner blows us off for the interview. So it's like, we got to get somebody. So will Cyndi talk to us? So we go into her tour bus and we're talking to her. And
she's just rubbing her bare belly.
Yeah, she's sitting there and we're setting up the lights and all this other stuff. And she goes, who is this for again? In that like Brooklyn accent of who is this for again? I go, this is for VH1. And I'm new and I'm like very nervous to be talking to her.
Video she hits
goes,
one.
She goes, I go, VH1. And she goes, how come you guys don't play my records no more? And I'm just like, humming. All right, action. Mike, go. And like, tell me about your tour. Awful.
You know, she knows you don't program.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why that's not my job.
And she couldn't have been comfortable
no,
at 8 months. I mean,
no.
That you're just
in a
really,
bus.
Oh.
Well, the thing was like,
what question?
The interview,
did you,
I asked her like one question.
Did you write your
question.
Own questions? Did you write your own?
It gave us a, like, oh, well, what am I going to ask her about? Oh, tell us about this new tour. And then I asked her one question and she talked nonstop for like 10 minutes. I'm just thinking while it's going, I can't interrupt her. It's one of those things.
Okay.
Can't jump in. I was going and my mind was going. The editor is going to hate me.
Do you have
hate me? How
do you
have
any of this tape?
I have
the VH1 tape.
A little bit talking to her. I got to go back and really look into when I moved. I had stuff on VHS that I transferred to digital.
I'd love to see some of that. That'd
it's really
yeah.
So who was the biggest person you ever interviewed?
Well, those were at that time. They were pretty much the biggest ones.
No, those are big.
Yeah, and that was I think did it get any bigger? From that one, we didn't get into too many people in the studio. Mm. And if someone was really big, like John Fugelsang was there for like a year or so before I got there.
So he got
and
them.
He was like the serious music guy, supposedly. So the first week I was there.
He was the Kurt Loder of
VH1. Yeah, the first week I was there, George Harrison was in there with Ravi Shankar. And I was like, you know, going nuts. I'm like hanging out in the hallway and trying
waiting
to get
to
in there.
Him, yeah.
And he got to talk to him. And then that was one of the last interviews I think he did. Harrison, because then I was watching the the documentary on him, Life in the Material World.
Yeah, that's a great documentary.
And they show him playing with Ravi Shankar on the set, and fucking Fugelsang is right there sitting next to him. And he's in the,
he made
like,
the documentary.
And I was there in the hallway during that filming. I'm like,
they don't have any footage in the documentary of you in the hallway?
Me in the hallway, like a stalker going.
Lurking beyond the window.
That was one of the few times I was ever really starstruck.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I would guess you would
how
be.
How come you guys don't play my records no more? I don't know what to tell you. Miss Lauper.
Rough.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about when we would they would hit a comedy tent up at Summerfest in Milwaukee, and we would get to play there. How many people would be in that tent? There'd be like 2,000 people in that tent.
It was big. It was big.
Gigantic.
And you're right next to like a tilt-a-whirl. Yeah. You know, it's just loud.
And then, okay, do your 10-minute set.
The Milwaukee Summerfest. It's still, I think the set is the biggest music festival.
It might be, yeah.
Oh.
I got to post a photo from that. I'll do it on like in a throwback Thursday.
Yeah, you got
it's so bad of me. They asked if I could. I asked if I could wear shorts because I knew how hot it would be.
Right.
And they gave me this outfit. I'm gonna post it.
Who gave you the outfit? VH1 did.
Yeah, the wardrobe. They said, okay, you can wear shorts, but you can have a choice. And they were just like crazy striped shorts that I'm wearing, like black Van tennis shoes. I'm gonna post those.
That's excellent.
Let's get back into this topic. Even we like your stories.
I'm sorry.
Play
I'm
more songs.
No, this is awesome. How many more do you think?
I have three more. How many do you have?
I have three, but do you want to keep going? Are we at two hour? Are we at LED ceiling? No, we're at
120, but that's including what we recorded before, so we're fine. We can get through these.
Okay. I love songs about, you know, wanting to rock, appreciation of rocking, the desire to rock, all of that.
Is this April Wine?
Yes!
This was on my list. I took it off like seconds before you guys arrived.
Oh, I love this song.
Is this from Harder Faster? Is that the album Harder Faster?
I like to rock April Wine.
Hold on a second. I'm queuing this up. I can't believe you didn't bring this in, Pat.
I just said it was on my list and I took it off.
Who would have thought?
Did you not just hear what I said?
No, I did, but who would have thought?
It's working, Pat.
Still active, I wonder.
I think so.
April Wine.
Were they Canadian?
Yeah, they're Canadian.
Yes. Okay. The video, which I don't remember, it was, by the way, this is 1979 that record was released, but the video is so weird because it's just them playing, but they're all facing one another. So when they like show the drummer, that's the back of Miles. What's his name? Miles.
Were they all wearing GoPros?
I wrote this down. Miles. Woodruff something.
Yes.
I actually did not know. I don't know anything about April.
Miles
it was just,
Goodwin. I think it's Miles Goodwin.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I know nothing about them. I only got into them a little bit from this show, and you and Gary would play different songs, or Gary...
Just between you and me, I like them a little bit. you know what's funny? Let's take a quick break, because I have to go feed the meter.
Oh, go.
So you guys can get a water.
Is that a euphemism for you need to pee or something?
Okay, I'll be right back. So I guess you can just pause, right, Mike? Whose turn is it?
You.
All right. April Wine. We didn't go anywhere. I'm going to edit that out.
Oh, sorry.
we're back. I do like some April Wine. Not a lot of it, but I like the songs. I like the hits.
And they seem to kind of have a sense of humor about them. Like they're in on the joke with some of it. I think maybe not, but it just, I like a band that has a little bit of a...
April Wine's like the perfect iTunes band. You type in April Wine, you're like, oh, I like these six, and you just buy them and done. You're done.
So it was just
April
Between
Wine.
You and Me was their big hit.
Sign of the Gypsy Queen.
I don't remember that.
Don't you? Let me see. Let me go to my April Wine playlist.
Wait, me too. I'm going to get mine too.
You have an April Wine playlist?
I like
playlist?
To rock All Over Town, Telling Me Lies, Sign of the Gypsy Queen, Just Between You and Me, and then I like a song called If You See K.
Oh, boy.
If You See K.
I get it.
Tell her I have six. Those are my six.
Okay.
But yeah, Nature of the Beast from 1981. That was the big album.
So that song was I Like to Rock.
I Like to Rock from Harder. From Harder, Faster.
What was the, I think that's another, that could be a whole other show.
Canadian rockers?
No, of just songs that people saying how much they like to rock.
Yeah.
Roller. Or just,
Roller?
Yeah.
I don't know that song.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It rocks. It rocks so
what
hard.
Is that, what album is that from?
I have it from Classic Masters.
Well, that's fine. You go to the greatest hits. That's fine, Christy. She's playing it through her phone. Well, that way, that actually, this, now, that actually sounds like how some podcasts are recorded.
Yeah.
Anyway, it rocks.
It's a little
I like it.
Two for Thursday. April.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
My God, how do I turn this off?
Oh, come
Someone
on.
Help
hey,
me.
Mom, shut your phone off. Jeez. I don't get the how
oh,
the,
my no. gosh,
I
the
don't
music
know
just started playing.
Playing.
I don't
All
know.
Right.
Turn it off.
Is that the iPhone 6?
No.
Is that the iPhone 5?
Yes.
Does Gary have the 6?
No.
No.
Not yet. We're not going to wait in a line.
No.
You just sleep out? Sleep overnight for 4 days?
No. Yeah.
It's not Van Halen tickets in 1982. It's a phone that I can order, and it'll be there at my house
pre-order.
The day of. I might have played this next song before because it's a long song title, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think I did play this before, but this is Huey Lewis in the News from Picture This, and this is Hope You Love Me Like You Say You Do.
Hmm.
What does a girl like you seeing a man like me?
You're handsome, for one.
Because I love you, baby. Don't think I'll be just what you want me to be. Oh, yes, I'm stubborn. I'm hard-headed. But, baby, I love you. And I hope you love me like you say I do. And I hope you love me like you say I do.
Very nice.
Aww. Huey.
You know. He's hard not to like.
He was he used to be the guy that I would say, I think of all the music that doesn't hold up, it's Huey Lewis in the News. And then April yelled at me about it and said, she goes, no way, dude, you're wrong. That's my jam. And so yeah. then
so jam.
Then so then I went home because I still have the music on my iTunes, and then I listened to it like that weekend. I was like, all right, I do still like it.
Okay, well, that's good.
But
Bad is Bad will come up on my mix every now and then. I actually like that. I think it's kind of fun.
I like it.
You got a lot of slack back in the 80s for saying you were a Huey Lewis fan. You know, not yeah. you personally, but anybody, yeah. anybody, because it had like no street cred.
No street cred at all. We went to see Loverboy at the Johnstown War Memorial, and this band Huey Lewis and the News were the opening act, and this was before anything was on MTV, any of those, you know, crazy funny videos they would do. And they were an amazing live band.
Yes, I've like they seen came them out
like
well, yes.
they came out like they were just in a club and they hit the ground running, and it was like, wow, they might have been better than Loverboy. They were really good. Yeah, great show.
Oh, how are you setting the bar if you're saying they're better than Loverboy?
That's a pretty bad double bill.
You guys, Loverboy gets so.
I love Loverboy,
but those songs were great at the time.
I have in
they
my,
were great.
In my, I have a little iPod shuffle that I use when I'm on the treadmill or at the gym, and I have so many Loverboy songs in that
yes.
because those songs are just, you know, I love them. Those
no, it's
really
just because you're already wearing the headband.
Oh, I am wearing
it's
the headband.
It's a sweatband.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah, you're in Mike Reno mode. Full on Mike Reno mode.
And I work out in red leather pants. And then I go, oh, am I going to be able to get this workout done in time? And I put it right back in.
Mm. You cross your fingers and put it right behind you. Yep. Right on your ass.
Get lucky. Yep. Going back to the 80s again.
I have to do a tangent real quick.
Okay.
There's an article. Google it. Google Loverboy Get Lucky album cover. There's a whole thing about how that album cover was created. Like, they had the leather pants, and they wouldn't fit any of the models. So, like, a guy's like 12 or 13 year old daughter put them on, and then the hands are like one of the grips put his hand like back there, you know, and it's like it's all pieced together like
creepy.
They did it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No.
Like it's not like a real yeah, it's not like one person in the pants. It's like a whole and I think that the pants weren't quite They weren't quite red, so they like tweaked. They were more pink, so they tweaked the color. Just Google Loverboy,
oh,
Get Lucky
gosh.
Album cover, and you'll read all about it. But
okay.
It's, yeah.
Oh, that's.
I know
fun.
It does sound creepy, but it, the article doesn't make it sound creepy at all. It's just like we used whatever we had. They knew what they wanted for the album.
Right.
It's funny. In my mind's eye, I thought it was a dude.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was like Springsteen.
It was like Mike Reno's ass.
Yeah, Mike Reno's ass.
I it's funny. I okay, that's
no. Right, I'm sorry. I can't.
I'm going to go back to the 80s because it's fun. This is Echo in the Bunnymen, Lips Like Sugar.
Ah, that's a good song.
She floats like a storm, grace on the water, lips like sugar, lips like sugar. Just when you think you've caught her, she glides across the water. She calls for you tonight to share this moonlight. You'll float out of the river. She laughs and
song.
Isn't it? It really, really holds up. It
brings me back.
It yes. Does. Like being young and kissing people.
Holding hands.
Oh. With sugar lips.
Remember when you would just make out like for hours?
Making out was so great.
Now, would you ever make out? Like, Mike, you still date. You're still in the date. Okay. But would you and Gary ever just make out?
No.
You asking me?
No, I know
I'm
you,
sorry.
I know you would make out.
I like Gary, but
we always are like, okay, we've got to, you know, let's make out because it's so we
out.
Laugh because like isn't that fun? Like, and we always mean to. We always mean to make out.
Yeah, because now you're married, so you know that the kissing can lead right to the other stuff immediately. So there's none of that. You know, there's none of that. Like, hey, I wonder if anything's going to happen here.
And I always thought back then, because, you know, there was this song, there were songs about, like, oh, she tastes like, or what's the Dire Straits song? She tasted like something or whatever. And so I always, like, made sure I had the kissing potion, I gum, the bubblicious that tasted like this, because, you know, guys are paying attention
right.
to what it tastes like.
Right.
So it might as well be, you know, delicious. Anyway.
You had the lip smacker around your,
oh,
around
honey.
Your neck.
Yeah. The whole thing. And Love's Baby Soft. Do you guys remember?
Oh,
I do. I
there
remember
was
that.
A perfume.
I can smell it right now.
Love's Baby Soft. You have to YouTube the commercials for this. It's like, what a sexy baby. Like, literally, that is what it's like. Like, that baby grew up to be very sexy. Not, I'm not at all exaggerating.
It's so funny what would slip through back in the day.
And she's like... It's really, anyway, it's very funny. You have to look it up. Anyway, that's that.
Christy
that's me.
Was just chewing on a pen like a sexy baby. All right, I got two more songs. Let's go to 1995. Again, from this is my favorite Soul Asylum album. This is Let Your Dim Light Shine. I'm pretty sure this video had Claire Danes in it before she started to make that ugly cry face that she makes in Homeland every week. This is a song called Just Like Anyone.
Into the outhouse, the cold night breathes into her face. The flies are standing still now, the moon it spills through the place.
And it's a good song.
Let Your Dim Light Shine is a great,
should I
great
get
album.
Into Soul Asylum? Is that someone I should get into? Because they passed me by somehow. Like, I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, I don't like the, like, I jumped in with Grave Dancers Union, which had Runaway Train on it, because that was
okay.
A big, and I'm not such a fan, but before that, they have, like, five albums.
Seriously,
before that.
Yes,
and
right.
I'm not that into that more indie
okay.
sound. I like anything from Grave Dancers Union to the present.
Okay.
Dave Perner was going to do that. He was going to do the show. They had some dates booked in L.A. and then those dates got, as I make quotations with my fingers, those dates got postponed.
Okay.
But those were never rebooked. So
okay.
And he still lives in Minneapolis. So.
Oh, Wow.
But his manager said, yep, yeah, let's do it. We had a date and everything. And then, oh, this date's got postponed. Probably later in the year, 2 years ago.
This is when, was he dating Claire Danes? Didn't they go out or something?
No, he was dating Winona Ryder.
Claire
Danes and Winona Ryder were best friends. So I think that's how she ended up.
Now, he had the dreads, right?
He did have some funky dreads.
Yeah.
White guy with dreads is never a good look.
I mean, like, making out with a guy, like just pet, what do you pet the head? And, like, what?
And they smell, too, because you're not really washing your hair. You can't wash them.
It's a lot of upkeep.
Yeah.
A lot of upkeep.
Yeah. Anyway.
Again, if I was Lenny Kravitz, I'd have those dreads for one day. That would be my look for one day. And then I would just have a full-on fro.
Fuck you.
I like that you know how to use the dropper. Now, Kyle, listen to the way Mike uses the dropper.
We need a bunch more now.
We need a cart.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find some more fun stuff that people say.
Okay.
Christy,
I just have one more.
You have one, I have one, and then Mike will play us out.
Great. This is Diggable Planets. Remember them?
This will be password protected.
Rebirth of Slick, parentheses, cool like dat.
Cool like dat?
I don't know.
From 1993. Oh, you don't know this?
I don't think I do. Maybe let's hear. Maybe I will.
All right.
Hold on. Diggable Planets.
And sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep fatter joints called underground. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with matter mouth percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions. Why is it so fly? Cause hip hop kept some drama. When butterfly rocked the light new sway boomers. What about a cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz the entire hip hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi. Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like miles and shit, like 60s funky worms with waves and perms, just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that.
You don't remember cool that?
I don't remember this.
I remember it.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that was 21 years ago.
Stop.
Can you think of that? Can you believe that?
I can't.
1993.
Wow. Hmm.
Crazy.
We're old.
93. But I love us. I love Gen X. I love Gen X. I'll say it. I love it. I love
just
us.
Pretend like I'm not old.
Mm-hmm.
Till my neck hurts or my knee.
Till your wife complains about your music.
I'm going to start complaining about something she loves. The children. That's what I'm going to complain about. I have a very nice song as my final track by Van Morrison. If you're looking for a song to play at your wedding, to do your first dance to, this might be a good one.
Okay.
This is called Someone Like You.
Better ask butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that.
Doesn't sound like Van Morrison.
Doesn't really like that.
It's like Van Morrison. I thought you said...
I want that at my wedding.
I thought you said Sam Morrison.
Doesn't really sound like... Oh, did I say Sam Morrison? Doesn't sound like Van Morrison. Okay, here we go.
I've been searching a long time. Someone exactly like you. I've been traveling all around the world, waiting for you to come through. Someone like you, make it all worthwhile. Someone like
Aw, that's beautiful.
John White does an amazing version of that, too, but I wanted to give the nod to the guy who wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, that's sweet.
Chrissy, before Mike plays us out, where can we find you? You're on Twitter? You're in the Tweetster?
I'm going to Lemonade afterwards to have some lunch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, Twitter.
I'll go with. Can I go with you?
Yes, come with.
Oh, this is fun. We're going to lunch.
We're
going to
go.
I'm going, too.
You know, I'm out.
Yeah,
dare
I'm
you.
On Twitter, whatever.
Is she your lemonade wife?
Yeah, right.
My lady doesn't want to go, so every time I go to Lemonade,
yeah,
Christy goes.
I got
to
take Christy.
Oh, this is fun. We've had fun today.
We have had fun today.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks for joining in.
No, this was a good time.
This didn't feel like you were producing. It felt like you were part of the show.
Is that good or bad? I don't know if that's...
Well, it's probably bad for Christy because this was her time.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to take over.
Please, no.
I hope I didn't.
No, this was fun.
And we're going to see Christy, though. That's always
fun. Yeah, I know. This
now,
is fun.
It's early in the year at this record, but we're gonna be doing that year in review episode with everybody.
Oh, that's going to be great.
See, I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't like it because I am not like, hey, I've got a thing to say. Like, I get real shy and, you know, and that was a panic. I'm sweating,
panicked.
But you
won't know. But that was really
Remember
early.
You were like, hey, aren't you going to say anything? And yeah. I'm like, well.
But now you know the drill, though.
Yeah, you know the
drill. That was the first time.
And you've been here now with two people and everything's cool. I think,
right.
I think
you.
I think
you.
I think
great.
I think every show you're opening up more and more.
Well, all right.
Yeah,
we're
seriously.
Cracking the
Thank
shell
you.
That is Christy Stratton.
Yeah, I think you have this demeanor. It's a different person. Like, bring the person that sends me the text that just says "eat shit." Bring that person along.
But that I'm also the person that's too shy to like give a fake name at Starbucks. Like I'm of two worlds.
That's crazy.
I know.
Well, you have to do it, or we don't do it.
Okay.
Everyone has to do it.
We're going to take a big dive into Lake Christie. That's what we're going to do. Deep
right.
swim in Lake Christie.
And then I have to listen to songs that are out now, and that's a whole thing.
Well, look, I'm only going to be playing old artists.
That's the hardest part
music.
For all of us. I got to tell you that much.
Yeah, everyone's going to have trouble this year. 2014 hasn't been lighting it on fire yet for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
So is there a website that you want to plug?
You're nervous about that episode already.
I am.
Okay, don't be. That's ridiculous.
I am on Twitter. I am at CS Man, which is CSMAN, and I have a blog, whatever. It's I sometimes write on called likemotherlikehoarder.com. And this podcast, really. I write things that don't get produced. If that's, you know, if there's a place I could upload those things for people to read, I would.
You've had a lot of meetings this year.
Oh, yes,
Some
I
people
have.
Don't even get the meeting.
That's
You're
true.
Getting the meetings.
That is true.
I haven't had a meeting in a while. That's nice. Proud of you.
Thank you. I had a meeting yesterday. 9 people were there. Now, I'm sure I'm going to get the text like pass, but 9 people were at this meeting.
You met with 9 people.
Yes.
Now, you're nervous to sit down with people you know and talk about music at the end of the year. How nervous are you for that?
I take half a Zanny before I go in, honey.
Half a Zanny.
Please.
That's the best. Okay, so what's your Twitter? Give your Twitter handle one more time.
Did.
Give it again.
Did.
Give it again.
CS Man. At CS Man.
At CS Man.
I sometimes do things.
I'm at
No one cares, really.
I sometimes do things.
Mike, you are at
Funny Mike. On Twitter and funnymike.com, which I just redid the website.
Oh, so great. And you have your own podcast?
Yeah, traveltalespodcast.com.
Christy, have you traveled to any place exotic that you would like to talk to Mike about on his podcast?
I have
love
traveled
to, have you.
To some exotic
well,
places.
There you go.
Then
there's
you
a guest.
Come on.
There's
be
a
great.
Guest for you.
That would be great.
She'll be very nervous, but trust me, she'll shine.
I will be.
We are at Rock Solid Show. We are at Pat_Francis. We are at www.rocksolidpodcast. Andrew Rich is writing all the show notes over there. And like us on Facebook, throw up a nice review on iTunes and keep listening. We appreciate it. And that's it. Thank you, Christy. And thank you, Mike.
No, thank you.
And Thanks. Then you have a playout song for us.
Yes, I'm going to send us out with some lovely 70s fun. Speaking of your roller skating, I'm sure you did it a little to this. This is Casey and the Sunshine Band with That's the Way I Like It.
Oh, good one.
Nice.